Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hi, my friend. Welcome back to Above Par. So glad that you are here and listening, and I hope you're sharing my podcast with your friends. Whether you're up north and kind of stuck in some colder weather or you're down in some golf climate, either way, I hope you are working on the mental part of your game because you can work on that anywhere, anytime. It does not matter. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about in today's episode was hanging around people and golfing with people who are going to have a good impact on you and your golf game. It's kind of like golf friends in low places. You make a new song. So I just want you to think about this going into this year, about who you choose to hang with, who you choose to play golf with, because it matters. And it can impact your golf and impact how you feel. I promise you that most of my clients, after they worked with me for a little bit, are so much more aware of how negative they were and the people that they play with on a regular basis because they got a little numb to it, all the negativity. They come back and say, I can't believe how negative Betty is. Right? I always use Betty. I didn't notice it before until I became more self-aware of my own dialogue and how much it impacted me, the way I felt at my golf game. And it becomes fingernails on a chalkboard for us when we're hanging around other people. It's contagious, right? People start saying, oh, that wasn't really very good, or I didn't play very great, or it's just okay. We start talking the same way. So it matters who you play golf with, who you practice with, who you even socialize with. This could apply to anywhere off of the golf course. This is one of the things when I was growing up playing golf as a junior girl golfer, which, you know, in Buffalo, New York, there were like four of us. Right? So most of the time I had to play with guys. Not a problem. I love playing with guys. I hung out with guys all the time. That's who was at the golf course most of the time. But my dad used to make me go out and play with better players. If I played with the women, I used to play in the women's group, their daily group, they were higher handicaps. They shot bigger numbers. They didn't hit it as far as me. He wanted me to play with better golfers. He wanted me to play with players who had lower handicaps, who hit it better, who putted better, who had great short games. It was challenging for me because I was intimidated, right? I had to deal with all the dialogue in my head as a teenager that I wasn't good enough, that they're going to judge me, right? That they're so much better. I had to deal with all of that. But in the process, what happened was I saw what was possible. I saw things that other players were doing that I didn't even know you could do, right? If you're consistently playing with people who shoot higher numbers than you, who don't hit it as far as you, because it helps you feel comfortable, you never push yourself. You stay in a comfort zone and you never let your brain see what's possible for you. And if you have all of those thoughts, like I had, about I'm going to be judged, or I'm not good enough, or they're going to think that I'm a crappy golfer, or I don't hit it far enough, or I'm going to be really self-conscious of a certain part of your game, that's your work. That's the mental work. That's not true. Those are thoughts. And it's a challenge for you to pivot in those moments. Put yourself in uncomfortable situations and then listen to what your brain offers you. Right? It's to just start spewing away all these negative things, how you shouldn't be there, you're not good enough, you should just go home, sit on the couch, watch Netflix, eat popcorn. So if you want to take your game to the next level, if you want to see what's possible for you, if you want to play with some people, not as an opportunity for you to compare yourself and feel crappy about yourself, but as an opportunity for you to sit there and go, I can do that. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know how to hit that shot. Maybe I didn't know people my age could do that. The other thing that happens when you play with better players is you try at a different level, right? If you're playing with people who are higher handicaps than you, like 10, 12 more, right? You kind of get complacent. You get in this range of, it doesn't really matter as much if I don't play as well, because it's still better than their shooting. Or you might notice that you play your best golf when you play with higher handicaps because you don't put any pressure on yourself. Then all of a sudden you go play in a tournament, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, I've never been in this situation. I haven't put myself here. Go play with better players. Get in the group with the lower handicaps. Learn how to manage your mind around it. Listen for what shows up, because that's going to serve you when you put your game on the line or you're in a final group, you're winning a tournament, people are watching you, all of it. It's going to serve you in those moments. The other thing is play with confident golfers. Play with people who talk positively, who are upbeat, who don't beat the crap out of themselves. Let some of that wear off on you. Listen to how they deal with, or watch how they deal with, a bad hole or a bad shot. Model it. Success leaves clues, right? The other thing that's really valuable about playing with a confident golfer is you're going to notice that they might not have a great day or have a great hole, but they don't let it affect their confidence. They don't start beating the crap out of themselves. Now, of course, there is a difference between playing with a confident golfer and playing with an arrogant golfer. That's not what I'm saying. An arrogant golfer is someone who is outwardly confident. They're going to tell you about how great they are. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about that person who walks a little bit taller, holds themselves a little bit different, seems a little bit more assured, seems a little bit more resilient, is in a pretty good mood most of the time. Search that person out. Get a tea time with them. And watch and observe. What are they doing that you're not doing? What could you learn from them? Another group of people that you could play golf with is people who have good practice habits and skills, right? You don't want to go and practice with somebody who's talking the whole way through practice, who's random and all over the place, because you might start modeling that. You'll start doing that too. When I practiced golf, when I was playing for a living, I found a place on the range where no one was there and no one would talk to me. I was not a social practicer. Sometimes, actually, I was. Sometimes there weren't places that you could hide. But you know, every time someone comes up and talks to you, it takes at least double that time to get back into focus, to get back to where you were. So you don't want to have the interruptions. That applies to things that you're doing off the golf course too. And the more interruptions you have, the more time it takes to get back in and focused and on task. So observe the people who have really good practice skills and practice routines, practice habits, and model them. That applies too to golf fitness, nutrition, stretching, strength training. What are people who are really strong or flexible or healthy? What are they doing? Model it. What are they doing that you're not doing? What could you start integrating into your life, how you show up on the golf course? Maybe it's just as simple as when they eat on the golf course or drink on the golf course. So I encourage you, on and off the golf course, is to stop hanging with negative people. It's just too much effort and it's too much energy to keep yourself up, because it's contagious. Not to mention, it is a little energy that brings you down. You don't want to start thinking their thoughts, hearing what they say. It's not possible. I can't do that. I don't know why you're doing it. Why are you trying? You can't hit that shot. You're never going to get good. You don't want to hear that stuff. Stop playing with golfers that are worse than you so that you can feel good. Stop practicing with people who are sloppy practicers or have no interest in practicing. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people go, yeah, I don't practice because I'll waste all my good shots on the range. It's like, okay, but you're not going to get any better. You've got to put in some practice. I don't know too many people who haven't gotten better at the game of golf and haven't practiced or rehearsed what they're trying to do in a place where they can think clearly and swing freely versus the golf course, where it's a little bit harder to change habits and to be in a consistently relaxed, calm state. That's the mental challenge. And I would encourage you to stop playing a lot of golf with people who aren't putting their own games on the line because they don't want to be uncomfortable, because they don't want to have to fail. If you are interested in taking your game to another level, if you are interested in playing in tournaments, if you're interested in showing up better for even your club events, you don't want to play every single round of golf with somebody who's drinking 12 beers not keeping score, hitting a bunch of shots, taking a bunch of mulligans out on the golf course. You don't want to model that. So at the same time, I'm not saying never play with those people. I'm saying if you are only playing with those types of people, it can affect your performance. I'm not saying if your best friend doesn't take golf seriously, never to play with your best friend. That's not what I'm saying. Start integrating some of those other groups of people into your game. Make yourself uncomfortable and minimize the amount of time that you hang with people who will have a negative impact on your golf game, right? You want to have golf friends in high places, not golf friends in low places. All right, my friends, find those people that you want to model their golf games after and go play more golf with them this season. And don't forget to join my email list at kathyhartwood.com/join. All right. Have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you next Wednesday.